Kia ora. Tēnā koutou ki ngā whānau, me ngā hapū, o te hiko te ikamuri whenua katoa, ki roto e tō i a kāinga, i o kāinga. E kore ahau he wahine tino mohio i te kōrero Māori, engari e tikana ke mihi mai, ke mihi atu, ke a koutou katoa. Kia ora e te hoa mō te wā, mō te mihi ki a tātou katoa. Aroha nui ki ngā tini mate me ngā whānau pane o te rohe mō tēnei wiki te marama me te tau. Ka aroha ki a koutou. Kua ngaro ngā tini mate engari ko ware mātou i a koutou, i a rātou. So thank you very much for the opportunity to mihi to our people out there and for the chance to talk to them.
Ai, kia ora, anahira. So from this, of course, I know I have sat down at the table and heard some of the issues in Ngāti Kahu, so I'm going to go straight out there. And I'll see how it's going. And when I was there, their issue out there was a commercial kina harvester coming right up to the shoreline. Has that changed?
No, it hasn't. They pushed that really hard, and this is the kina factory that's out of Maunganui near.
Ai, kia ora.
They have not been able to stop that at all. Engari, the concern probably has changed quite a bit because what we're seeing now is kina barons out there. There's too many kina. And why? Because there's not enough snapper.
Ai, kia ora, kia ora.
Yeah. So for us, it's okay to... It's not damaging us too much in terms of kina, but... It's the long line trawlers and just the overfishing of the wet fish that is causing problems out in Tokerau and Rangaunui as well. That particular concern was about a decade ago. I think they were really pushing that with the Upatū fishery factory, kina factory. But I think the biggest concern is always that these commercial fishers, whether it be for kina or wet fish, they get their permits and their consents from te kawanatanga, who often have either no knowledge or no care for the reality of the moana, what's happening in the moana. So we, as you know, we've got a pending rahui coming up at Maitai Bay particularly. And yes, it'll be over everything. I understand they are concerned that kina there has been depleted, but kina elsewhere are causing problems in Tokerau. But at Maitai, they are concerned. And I wouldn't be able to draw an absolute solid line to the depletion at Maitai to the kina factory. But it doesn't help.
Kia ora. However, there's a thing I've been up to the factory and asked them about the scallops, and what happened was the primary industries went and lifted the quota up on the scallops, I think from about 46 tonne to about 400 tonnes. And in less than two seasons, they have wiped out almost all the scallop beds around Aotearoa.
It's so true.
And in saying that is the government are aware, however, they don't care.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is, by us people voting for Māori to get our Māori voices in there, this next election that's coming up in 7-8 weeks is the only way we're going to make change. Otherwise, ngā kaki whero are going to carry on doing what they've always done.
Yes, you're quite right. And even though we have problems with that, te whare o te nakahi kei reira, that snake pit down there, I do think we have to have Māori in there to curb the worst behaviours of the kake whero, as you say.
Kia ora.
Yes, So people, even though I haven't made a big voice, a big noise this time about enrolling and voting, I certainly will be exercising my my vote this year, as always. But Ehua, I still say we need to put more effort into our own rangatiratanga, our own governing, our own tikanga, our own law, and begin believing again. A lot of us do already believe it, but begin believing that we have the right and the capacity to govern ourselves.
And those are the two key words. We have the right and we have the capacity. The thing is, Te Ao Māori are not bringing the two together.
That's so true.
Aye.
Yeah. And that is a journey, I guess, that a lot of places that have been colonised by Tauiwi are experiencing. But, of course, we're still having to deal with recolonisation, so that not only do we have the original, you know, Tauiwi, but now we have, well, we are minority amongst minorities. So I think we're bloody amazing, actually.
Yeah, well, kia ora, we have a look at Ireland. Ireland's been fighting this issue for 1,000 years, and we've been addressing it in just under 200 years.
Yeah.
And what we have done in 180 years, it took them 1,000 years to even come close to where we are today.
And they had to do a lot of, you know, we've done it more peacefully, dare I say.
Aye.
We've used Tauiwi's own systems.
Aye, kia ora.
And I think we've been far more civilised.
Aye.
Than our Irish ancestors have been.
Yeah, my father is an Irishman. Oh, now and again, I love my Viking side when it appears. I really do. Aye.
When I get pukuriri, I go, oh, well, that's my Irish.
Kia ora. Okay. No reira ra e te tamahine e mihi ana kia koe.
Kia ora.
Mo tēnei wā, hei kōrero mutunga mataua. For the last thing, we will actually, how shall I say, we will first approach and then we will address, eh?
Right.
Okay, what we are going to approach is your goals for 2017 moving into 2018. If you do have goals, how are you going to address these?
Kia ora. Oh, talk about put us on the spot, but luckily we live with our goals. We eat, walk, and talk them, so it's not that hard.
Kia ora.
Now, the vision has always been rangatiratanga independence, leading in our own rohe, our hapu, being able to possess and exercise all the rights and obligations of self-governing themselves. The vision is driven by he hakaputanga, o te rangatiratanga, o New Tereni, 35. It's honoured by Te Tiriti o Waitangi, 1840, and it's endorsed by things like international instruments like the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. All of those things say that we are able to protect our environment, we are able to uplift our people, we do oppose globalism, and we support human people over corporates. So we're working for constitutional transformation in Aotearoa at the international and national level. At the local level, we're working to hakamana our hapu to be able to address every territorial authority, like the Far North District and Regional Councils, and DOC, and EPA, and MPI, and all those other letters, and to be able to address what they're doing in their rohe so that they do respect the tikanga. And when I say tikanga, I'm talking law. And so if the hapu say there is a rahui there, we are the rangatiratanga, we know better than you that there's not enough tino or there's not enough fish there, so there's a rahui, so you, the kāwanatanga, are to balance yourself and balance us, you will enforce and monitor and you know, whakamana our rahui. So that is going to be progressed practically by having our, each hapu has its own resource, environmental or kaitiaki, appointed to engage with all the myriad of documents that come across our table. Each hapu has those. We support them by making sure that they know what the RMA implications are of the resource management, you know, what the Crown Law says, but more importantly, we support them to uphold their tikanga, which has precedence over Crown Law. And that means on practical things like the Taipa Bridge, the New Zealand Transport Authority doesn't get to do anything with that bridge unless it works with Matakairiri in the first instance, supported by the other hapū who have mana whenua but aren't ahika, supported by them to make sure that they clean up the awa, they make sure it's not there's not going to be speeding and safety issues, that they do the bridge, and that they don't impact on the pipi beds. So, you know, Ngati, you don't have to wait for settlement to get this going. And that's why it does worry me to see so many of our people saying, without settlement, we can't have a balanced relationship with kāwanatanga. You can. You just have to believe your tikanga, and you have to just be it. Do it. Do your kaitiakitanga. So practically, that's what we do. We support our hapū, both at the individual kaitiaki, and they have to report back to their marae. With education, it's the same thing. Going through our mainstream schools, I have to tell you, Eho, we love our kura kaupapa Māori, because most of our kids there are doing well. They have their issues, but I have to say that when I look at our tamariki mokopuna that are in kura kaupapa Māori, succeeding much more so than many of our kids that are in mainstream. And the truth is that the vast majority of Ngāti Kahu tamariki mokopuna are in mainstream. So it's working with them to say, look, every child in your school has the right to know who they are, what the true history of this place is, and how they fit. And that includes the Pākehā that are in there as well. So it's working with those schools. We're putting a lot of focus on the mainstream. Again, you don't need to have a settlement to be able to engage with the mainstream schools. In housing, well, I must admit we can't do everything with the small team that we do have, but we hakamana those who look as though they are supporting our whānau and hapū to be able to, you know, achieve what's their right. Ricky, really honour Ricky Houghton, the much doing there. And we as a runanga does not do any service provision. We don't get any government funding. We don't contract to provide any government funded services. And why? Because if we did, we'd almost, that's up to the hapū should have the right to go directly to, you know, for that kind of funding. If the iwi do it, then the hapū tend to be consulted after the event rather than be able to design and control what's happening in their housing from the beginning. So we just hakamana those who will help our whānau hapū to get their, you know, affordable housing, good housing, decent housing. The other big issues for us, of course, are our so whenua, moana, whakapapa. Those are the three things. We just say, if we're looking after those things, then we're going to be progressing incrementally towards true expression of rangatiratanga. And I think that's the same philosophy that Ricky operates under too. We've got for our land claims, which a lot of people get very excited about, but we've got a upcoming hearing for binding recommendations, which is just it's a legal right that we're pursuing. It's not a settlement, and it does not extinguish our claims over our whenua. One of the big problems we have with settlements is that if you get, say, 0.1% of your whenua that the Crown stole from us, you get some of that back, 0.1% of it back, or 3% even of it back, then 97% of the rest, you just extinguish your claim to it. We want to extinguish the Crown's claims, because they're the false claims. And so we're looking at binding recommendations as a way of very slowly beginning to build a economic base for Ngāti Kahu. The problem with binding recommendations, or with settlement for that matter, is that the Crown has very little control of very little land, you know, so what it can return, whether it be through compulsory binding recommendations or through political settlements, is not enough for every hapū to end up with a footprint or the beginnings of an economic base in its own rohe. So for Ngāti Kahu, the only significant piece of whenua that might be able to rebuild an economic base is Rangiputa Station. And of course, that's only in the rohe of about half a dozen hapū, although most hapū can claim some kind of whakapapa connection to there. So we know it has to be shared. It has to be shared amongst all the iwi. That's not fair, because it was lost by one hapū. But most of our hapū, the Crown has no land left in their rohe. So just working through the practicalities of how that will happen right now, Ehua. Looking at a hearing before the tribunal, probably early to mid-2018. And one other thing which I'd like to talk about on the whenua, there's the Taipa Farm, which Kerry Fresh has leased for a number of years. I think it's still called Kerry Fresh, but it's been changed ownership several times over. Well, that farm is finally about ready to come back into the ownership of all 15 Ngāti Kahu marae. And that will be good because it will see the end of a long-running internal dispute, but also, most importantly, it will see that whenua firmly secured in Ngāti Kahu hands without any potential for it ever to be risked the way it has been in the past to loss by mortgagee sale. So I'm really glad to see that happening. But, you know, it is all about he tangata in the end. If we don't look after our taiao, then we're not looking after our tangata.
Right.
So it's about those four po taiao, po tangata, po tikanga, which is probably the first and foremost, and then po tahua, which is our economic development ehua.
Kia ora. No reira, mihi ana. So after listening to what you've actually shared with the ears of our listeners, and that tells me one of only two things. We're not looking at sustainability. We're looking at preventing the extinction of.
You've hit it on the head.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nō reira rā, e kō, e mihi ana kia koe, e anahera. Mō wēnā wāu kōrero, nō reira, hena mihi mai kia rātou e whakarongo mai nei, a muri mai tēnei, ka kōrero anō tāua.
Ai, well, tēnei taku kōrero whakamutunga. Ai,
Kōrero Pākehā mai.
I'm so full of love.
It's
the only way I can express it. So full of love, not just for one iwi or one hapu, but for Māori katoa, and then that extends on out to our tau iwi. And I want to say that the rising out from under the thumb of colonisation for Ngāti Kahu will not occur through a role reversal. I think there's a lot of fear out there that if Ngāti Kahu and Māori katoa ever become self-governing, that we will do to others what they did unto us. That is not our way, Ehua.
Kia ora.
And so I want to honour all our whānau hapu iwi, mai tereringa wairua ki murihiku, and just say thank you very much for, you know, for every initiative that we've been able to build on the shoulders of our tūpuna, including our radio stations like this, including our runanga, including our marae, and just as long as we do ngā mahi a ngā mahi ki rungi te tika, me te pono, me te aroha, those simple basics, and te hakapūmautanga o te mana o ngā hapu o ngā iwi katoa, we can't go wrong. We may have setbacks. We may look as though we're losing in the world, but we are never going to go wrong. I think I want to honour our kaumātua kuia and hope that they're keeping well in this this up and down weather, hot, cold, te piki me te heke, and also our tamariki moko that are coming up, and their parents, the pākeke, who are doing the hard yards of raising them. Thank you again, and nō reira. Aroha nui kia koutou katoa, tēnā rā koutou katoa.
Ai, kia ora, nō reira, ko pātēne mihi atu nei, kia koe e anahera, kia paiteroa ngā kia tō rā, noho ora mai.
Kia ora.